The deadline for signing up for Obamacare is the end of this month, at least for those who would face a tax penalty without insurance. Regardless of how many people pick up health coverage, millions will still fall through the gaps. Fred Mogul of member station WNYC recently visited a clinic where medical students care for the uninsured.
It's a busy day at a Manhattan clinic. A patient named Alicia meets Sarah Stream.
I'm Sarah. I'm a fourth-year medical student here at NYU.
Sarah, ¿cuánto año es doctora?
Stream's supervisor translates as she takes a medical history from Alicia. Alicia asks not to use her full name because she's in the country illegally.
A veces me siento deprimida, me es demasiado mi cabeza.
So she feels depressed, okay? She has eyesight problems, and she has headaches.
Stream questions her thoroughly, tackling one problem at a time.
So the burning in your stomach, can you describe more about when that happens?
Little by little, Stream teases out the story of a life filled with domestic violence Alicia left behind in Guatemala last summer. Stream's translator is Dr. Amarilis Cortijo, who helps with the diagnosis.
A lot of the symptoms that she has are somatic.
Cortijo is co-director of NYU's student-free clinic.
We'll have to deal with some of the complaints and then try to get to the root, which is probably a lot of the emotional turbulence that's taking place.
Caring for the uninsured and their often complicated problems is just one of the things med school students do in the volunteer program. They fundraise, they staff the reception desk, they coordinate lab tests and follow-up care. And, says co-director Dr. Sarah Nosel, they increasingly help drum up business, which dropped off when Obamacare took effect.
A lot of our patients had been a lot of those sort of freelance people who were the most likely to benefit from the changes in health coverage.
So the NYU students have had to go out recruiting in a way they didn't before.
To places where there were patients who were left out of the benefits of these new health plans, and reached out to communities where undocumented people were, churches and community centers, and made them aware of our resources.
Med schools all around the country operate free clinics like this one. They're typically open once a week to treat a few dozen patients. There are six of these clinics in New York City, serving a small fraction of the city's estimated 1 million uninsured. At the NYU clinic, student Sarah Stream quickly realizes Alicia will need a lot of help. Her supervisor, Dr. Cortijo, decides to take Alicia into her main practice up in Harlem in the Bronx. There, Alicia will be able to get ongoing primary care plus mental health counseling, all for free if she has no money to pay.
I would like to have a magic wand and relieve her of, I can see the suffering in her eyes. But the only thing we can do is basically walk hand in hand with her and try to show her that there is at least a little kindness, you know, in the world.
As Alicia walks out, she seems a little overwhelmed by all the follow-up tests and treatments that lie ahead.
Okay, y tranquila. Relax, try to calm down a little bit, okay?
Later, though, by phone, Alicia sounds more upbeat.
I have hope that with this help that they're giving me, my physical health will get better.
And for Sarah Stream, there's a satisfying difference between treating patients at the flagship NYU hospital and at the free clinic.
And here, I think something that I'm always mindful of is that a patient may not have seen a doctor in the past 10 years. Patients may not have ever seen a doctor. While they're here, I want to treat them and figure out how I can help them the most, because we don't know when they're going to see a doctor again.
Stream is in her last semester. After that, whether she keeps seeing uninsured patients will depend on where she does her residency and where she sets up shop. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in New York.
This story is part of a reporting partnership of NPR, WNYC, and Kaiser Health News.